Well, the encounter is between Jung Ah and me, Su Fei, and both our names have hyphens in it. And maybe it's a play on, you know, the so-called hyphenated
Canadian
experience. Yes and no. I mean, certainly we're both immigrants, but, you know, we have actually vastly different experiences. She's Korean and I'm Malaysian of Chinese descent, blah, blah, blah. But none of that really matters. Because really, my relationship with Jung Ah, when I dance with her, it feels like there's this connection and it's the hyphen. And in a sense, we're proposing that the dance experience, or maybe our relationship, is this hyphen. And trying to put too many words, you know, to describe it is really, it's pointless because it's really what connects us.
So it's almost an exploration of the hyphen.
Kind of, yes.
That's really interesting. Okay.
One way of putting it, yeah.
Okay, then there's more. Now, it says, starting by seeing and being seen by one another. And I wonder why that choice of words. I mean, it brings to mind a sort of a conversation, a dialogue between the two of you.
Yeah. You know, as a performer, all of us, you know, but particularly if you're a performer, you have undertaken to practice your art under the gaze of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And implicit in sharing anything is, you know, some kind of revealing of who you are. And then implicit is that there's something called authenticity.
Yeah.
But you, as you know, it's really hard to be authentic when someone's watching you.
When you have a crowd of strangers staring at you.
So one of the struggles, I think, as a performer, as an artist, is can you really allow yourself to be seen, or are you projecting something, showing something, instead of being seen? You know,
right.
and a fine line between that.
Right, and is it still authentic then?
Yeah, and then is it still authentic? Oh, what does that mean? Hence the hyphen, right?
Almost like a mirror, right? Dividing.
Yeah. And it's about knowing each other. And so what Jung Ah and I propose then is that we are trying to be seen by the audience, but we see each other in order to sort of be more fully expressed.
Yeah.
And then in doing so, the audience, we invite the audience to see us.
Yeah, okay, I get that. It's sort of, so you're using each other as a sort of proxy, as a sort of tool to better get through the audience, to the audience.
Yes.
Okay,
<That's>
I'm with you. Good.
Or better get to ourselves, maybe, so that there's more to offer to the audience. Maybe that's
a nicer
way of putting it.
Right, because that's more of a sort of a two-way street.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you so far. Now, what that brings to mind is how, what I'm always curious about as a non-dancer, I guess, is how you go from, you know, these ideas, all these very interesting ideas that we've just gone through, or at least touched the surface of, and how does that translate into movement? And I wonder, is it more like maybe theater, where you sit around and have meetings, and you read the script and you analyze? You know, does it begin in a dialogue, in a conversation, and then you say, oh, I know how to express this, or I've got some ideas of how to express this? Or is it just maybe more organic, where you just go on the stage and you just feel it, you know what's right? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there are many different kinds of processes, but the one that I normally depend on is just on the what comes out of the body.
Yeah.
Which is to say that rarely do I go into the process and impose a kind of this is what I want to get out of it, and then try and figure out how to make that happen. It's more, you know, this process came really out of Jung Ah and I just dancing together and recognizing that in the dancing together there were things wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
And in, you know, we'll dance together and then we'll go, oh, this is important to me, that felt good to me, that didn't, that feels awkward, that felt like I was not telling the truth, that mm-hmm. felt I was being, you know, imposing something on myself, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And you kind of then, you know, you can sort of simplify it maybe into some notion,
mm-hmm.
and then you comes the construction of something, and I guess in that sense, dance is less about the narratives of theater than about maybe the concept that's available in visual art. Sometimes, you know, like do those ideas. Can you present those ideas in a structure that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Unlike visual art, it's time based, so you know you have to kind of have to put those ideas out there with
in some sort of timeliness.
yeah, and people might miss it, and so you
okay.
know, but there's all those risks involved.
Right. I mean, there's risks anyway. I guess that people will miss it.
This is true.
Yeah. Now we're quickly running out of time, or I guess we've mm-hmm. ran out of time. But I do want to. I noticed that this show is free to members. I wonder why.
Why?
well, I mean, was there something?
Suspicious, it's
yeah, this is very suspicious. Is there a hidden cost?
The festival offered that place for us, and lately I've been very. I guess one of the things that bugged me a lot is that we buy a ticket to go see an audience, and so we go through this ritual of we're partaking in this commodity ritual, right?
Mm-hmm.
You buy something, and the assumptions of buying something is then you own it and then you consume it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I think when you see art, it's not to be consumed. It's something to be shared, and as the French choreographer Jerome Bell said, when the audience pays, he's not paying to consume something, but he's paying to work on defining his true desire.
Wow. That sounds exhausting.
yeah. not many of us would want to pay for that, but... anyway, the whole paying thing brings out lots of issues for me now,
right.
Especially when you see that the economic model that we have actually doesn't work and
mm-hmm.
huge collapses everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So how then do you... I feel like we have to address that constantly.
Yeah.
Anyway, it being free kind of let me off the hook in the
yeah.
case of having to address the whole question of buying a ticket.
Right,
for
yeah,
the moment.
Yeah.
And I could just concentrate on, I don't have to worry that these people paid a ticket and I have to address that. I can just assume that we're here to share something.
Excellent. And on that note, we will leave it. Thanks so much for taking some time to explore these interesting issues, and we look forward to seeing the piece.
Yeah, you're very welcome.